At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Backed up drains are a major pain in the and plunging a backed up toilet just stinks. Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver was my solution. Green Gobbler's odorless liquid hair clog remover broke down the hair that was stuck in my bathroom drain, and it liquefied oils and soap scum too. Clearing a clog was never easier. No toxic fumes. Green Gobbler is safe to use and will not damage drains, pipes, and septic systems. Get Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver today. Available at Home Depot, Ace, True Value, Target, and Amazon.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. We have the handsome Pat Manley for the entire 11 o'clock hour, starting in 1 minute on the score.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better. But in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Carolina. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Live from the Hyundai Studios. A Radio.com sports station.
The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The bright way to buy.
Just in, we have a new guest, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I just want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score football pregame and postgame show co-host.
I think they've made the right decision moving on from Mitch. I think we saw what we saw in the first three games. It just wasn't good enough.
Master in the art of the long snap.
Do you have any kids?
I do.
Check out longsnapper.com. Have them start early to learn how to long snap.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli.
That was a good snap.
With Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
How long does it take to grow the mullet?
The gourmet mullet?
Why is it gourmet?
Because it's awesome.
And this one in the books. Bears 23, Panthers 16. It's not quite a fade to black. Who wants another? You want another fade to black? I mean, this was just a hard-fought win in the NFC, and they're 8-1 in the last 9 NFC games and 5-0 in the NFC for the first time since the Super Bowl year of Lovie Smith in 2006, and the defense does have a big day with the three. You needed three takeaways today.
Your TV screen just faded to black.
It did. Okay, fade to black. Bears win it 23-16.
It earned the fade to black eventually, but this is sort of where we are as Bears observers right now. 5-1, first place, some ideal outcomes elsewhere in the standings, and we look at each other like,
yeah, okay, here they are. We need our pep talk from Nick Foles, and it's a process and details, and everything's fine. We'll find out what Pat Manley thinks. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. He's on Twitter, at Patrick Manley. Hello, Patrick. What's going on?
Good morning. It's good to be 5-1. I don't know what the heck is going on with these Bears, but I also want to know, what is losing pretty? I'm trying to wrap my head around that, and it took me a while, and I woke up this morning, and I you know what that means? That means your defense sucks, right? So your offense is scoring points. Well, we have the complete opposite here in Chicago. We're winning ugly, which means the offense sucks.
So see, but I don't think it's necessarily
going on.
Good defense is never ugly. It's the one thing in this town that we know that's sometimes the most satisfying stuff, at least for Bears fans of a certain age or cut from a certain cloth. I don't think it's ugly at all. A bad offense is always ugly. We should mention that Pat Manley is not, and you can see him on Twitch right now. If you go to twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, he's in Brad Paisley's basement. And you can watch him there in his music room. I thought of you in one of my weekend crossword puzzles. I look at the clue, and the clue says Chevy model with a cargo bed. Or yes. Chevy sedan. It was Chevy sedan with a cargo bed. I'm like, wait, I know that.
That's a simple one.
Yep, I might not have otherwise, but now that I'm top of mind regarding your El Camino.
Oh man, that's a simple one, man. It's the business in the front, party in the back.
Right.
It's a car that makes no sense, but it's just awesome.
the mullet of cars. So
yes.
you heard all the Nick Foles stuff, and you heard.
Yeah.
And you love the guy's energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I love the energy. Like, we should be excited because they're bad. It means they could be good, and it's better that now they can become something because they care about each other. There's a little Mark Trestman in there. There's a little Norman Vincent Peale in there. As long as his teammates agree with him and buy in, I guess I got to roll with it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the thing is, you take away, you just love the energy, you love the passion, you love that he cares, that everybody else cares. But we played it last night on the postgame show, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, what is he really talking about? You know, it's just the postgame energy, too, I think, as well, you know, just getting off the field. But, the one thing you take away is the energy, and the other one, I guess, is that they're all together. And that's half the battle with this team. But the problem with the all together is just they don't have the talent for me, they don't have the talent to truly take it to that elite level. Can they get better? Yes. They got to stop the penalties, the mistakes, the delay of games and things like that. And I think that's as far as that can take them. I just don't know if they have enough talent. But, you know, I enjoyed Nick Foles' energy and learning what losing pretty was.
Olin was on this morning. Olin Krutz, the former Bears center, was on this morning with Mully and Haw. And he made it pretty simple. And he said all of these problems, all of it, comes back to the fact that they don't trust their blocking enough to do things straightforwardly.
Yeah, no, I see that, sure. I mean, I went back and watched the tape today. It's they don't just line up and run the ball. You know, they try to get cute with it. They try to get it out of shotgun and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's issues all across the line. When I went back and looked at the tape, there's tight ends issues. When there's goal line runs that are stuffed, that comes from the tight ends. I don't like Jimmy Graham being in there in 11 personnel and them trying to run with him as the tight end on the end of the line of scrimmage. He gets beat a lot. And then I got to give the defensive coordinator for the Panthers some credit. They had a nice scheme inside. They kept running a cross dog. You know, they keep blitzing the linebackers and kind of X-stunning them. And that caused a whole lot of problems with Rashad Coward, Jermaine Ifedi, and Cody White here. So they did a nice job of scheming them up. You know, you put in a new guard in there, and that's gonna cause some issues. But they did a nice job with that. But yeah, they just need to get up straightforward and run the ball more. Just a simple run, a simple power run, a simple zone. Stop doing all these, you know, making it difficult for these guys up front because they just can't get it done.
I'm just trying to hold Matt Nagy to what he said, and this is 10 days ago, and he talked about the details. The details in this offense are not there. That's our job as coaches, that we get these freaking details right. It's as simple as that. Darn it, when you play in this offense, you better be freaking detailed. And we're not a detailed football team on offense right now. And I understand he goes full Ned Flanders on you there when he's dropping the freakings and the darnets on you. But I will tell you that I would say, then why is it so detailed? if the issues are with the details, it seems like he chooses to have this adorable little Wes Anderson movie of an offense. It's like part of the problem is you're choosing to require more detail.
But that's what he knows. I mean, that's who he is, right? You know, and we talked last year when Mitch was struggling, when Mitch Trubisky was playing well, he simplified the offense, but that's not what he's going to do. He's just not going to do it. I mean, the game yesterday called for the Bears to run the ball more, and they didn't do it. But that's just who he is. I mean, that's what we got. I don't think he's going to change at all. He sees it work in Kansas City. He sees it work in Philly. He sees it work with, you know, his other contemporaries that are trying to run the same offense. I think that's the issue. It's just, it is what it is. That's who he is, and that's what he's going to run. He's just not going to change.
When you see Anthony Miller on consecutive plays line up for these little weird zero route half screen things, and I'm just wondering, like, when he's looking at that card, and I, as I mentioned before, it always seems like aha, like this is the one. I've got it. I've solved it. I've figured this out. And I keep thinking, is it really worth risking a tipped ball and an easy pick six, you know, twice in a row on some of those, because just some of the high wire act seems unnecessary to me.
Dan, that's him not trusting his run game. I mean, that's right. The extension of a run game. That's him just trying to get the ball out there and say, okay, we'll have the wide receivers block the outside guys and try to get a run call, you know, quote unquote run call that way. I mean, he came out in the second half, lined up eye right, and ran a lead weak and got stuffed. So just think what Matt Nagy's head. You know, we got all these adjustments. We're going to come out. We're going to run the I formation. We're going to be able to run the ball this half, guys. He gets stuffed the first play. What does he do? He goes away from it. And that's just, you know, he doesn't want to run the ball. I mean, that's just who he is. And then that little play to Miller, that's just an extension of his run game. And that's how he wants to get the ball out there and not have to deal with the big guys up front missing their blocks.
Yeah, I noticed that. I mean, the lead week to the bubble was like that was a Packers go-to against the Bears.
Yep.
And they had so much success with lead week. And I loved that play because that's a basic high school football play.
Yep.
And it didn't work because the fat guys just couldn't do what they had to do. I mean, for that not to get you 3 yards is criminal.
Well, I'm with you, but the issue is the movement up front. That just kills the Bears O-line. You know, if they're line stunts or what they used to always talk about.
Line stunts, yeah, Doug.
When they were talking about line stunts, that's exactly what it was. I mean, they don't have the technique, or they just can't get it done when they, you know, spike that defensive end in, loop the two tackles, or bring the two cross dogs with the linebackers. They just can't pick it up. They have an issue with it, and I think Atlanta was the first team to kind of do that, and now people are copying it, and they're having a lot of success doing it against the Bears' offensive line.
A wise person once said, if you can't block them, screen them. And they can't do that either. For some reason, teams that don't block well should have a screen game as a pressure release. And even when you're trying to let guys come free and getting people in space, it looks like their screens, when they do try it, get sniffed out, get easily read. A linebacker disengages and turns back to make a play. I don't know if that is a formational issue or if there are just some tells in there that are giving them a clue early in the developing play.
Well, okay, yesterday there were a couple calls that the Panthers had that snuffed it out, which were smart. They had some blitzes that actually just, it wasn't going to work. It should have been burned more. The other thing is, an offensive lineman, you've got to recognize whether it's man or zone. And what that means is you're looking if the linebacker is dropping, or is he kind of, you know, mirroring the back. And when they do that, you've got to, you have to alter how you're going to go block the screen. You know, if it's man, you've got to get out there quicker on that linebacker to kind of scrape him off the running back, like, you know, the one Roquan Smith, the great play he made of shedding the lineman and making the play. But there's just different ways to do it. Then you have landmarks you have to get out to if it's a zone. And the Bears right now just don't look like they're digesting or understanding, you know, whether it is zone or man right now, and they're just not executing properly. But kudos to that defensive coordinator. The two that I watched that just really were poor, that was just good defensive calls, and that happens, unfortunately. But, that was a good defensive game plan by that defensive coordinator.
Something else I noticed on several third and short and third and mediums, the Bears are overly reliant on multiple crossing rub routes and or route combinations that involve the equivalent of screen roll, to put it in basketball terms. And I know it's popular across the league. I know it's fashionable right now because they're able to fudge the rules on some of those things in a way where you can look like you're in a route where it doesn't get, ooh, he knocked me off my route. Gee, I also happen to be in his way. But good defensive teams, including the Bears, are almost approaching it like a basketball coach would, where you have different sets of rules for defending it. You can switch. You can trail. You can go over the top, you can go underneath, and it depends on who the receivers are and where you are and what the situation is. But that is such an obvious go-to, and it's almost always Allen Robinson, and it's almost always trying a mesh or a brush block or a pick, and now teams are better at taking it away.
No, they are, and I think part of the problem with the Bears is, like you said, it's always Allen Robinson. We need another guy to win that route, you know, to be able to stem himself loose from the defensive back, and I just don't see that happening from the tight ends. Jimmy Graham doesn't do it as well as he could when he was younger. He's great in the red zone, just boxing somebody out, but the younger guys, Anthony Miller's not doing it as well as you'd like, but Allen Robinson is the guy that's doing it well, and I think that's, again, goes back to just the lack of talent, not having another guy that you can trust. When you look out there and see a matchup, you're like, all right, Allen Robinson, I'm pretty sure he's going to win that route, and you looking at somebody else saying, All right, Anthony Miller, I don't know if he can beat that guy. So you're just going to check down and try to find Allen Robinson because you're trusting him to win that little rub route or that little stick route you're talking about.
I like what you said about Jimmy Graham, too, that it may be that the way he started the season, that this some of the usage of him now in deployment is almost a heat check. It's almost like he's good at the goal line, and then seeing him in open space now or seeing him asked to even try to pretend to block may just be an okay. He's better than maybe some thought, but he's still limited in a way that we saw last year with his larger body of work. I'm fine if he is simply posting up in the end zone. If you got the ball at the five and you put him in and everybody knows where it's going and they still can't do anything about it, I don't need to see much more of Jimmy Graham underneath in the flat trying to make somebody miss.
No, I'm with you. And you just see it this when his route, when he's running his routes, even in Green Bay last year when I went back and watched his tape when the Bears signed him, he just doesn't get out of the breaks like he used to, what you're used to seeing when he was with the Saints. You know, like he ran a route like a wide receiver. He just doesn't have that quick, sudden burst out of there. 100%. When they signed him, I said, all right, you've got a red zone guy. Let him play in the red zone. I think it's time for Cole Kmet to take those reps away from Jimmy Graham that's between the 20s. Give Cole Kmet a chance to do that. We've seen Cole Kmet as a better run blocker. He's more willing, let's put it that way. And, you know, I think he fits that, what Matt Nagy wants to do with that offense, with that tight end position of the five down and the tight end, just the running back and the four wides. I think I'd like to see Cole Kmet more in there than Jimmy Graham. But Jimmy Graham is a red zone threat. He's got, what, four or five touchdowns already this year. And he knows how to do that part, but I think it's time for Cole Kmet to get some more reps at that tight end position between the 20s.
We've got more to come with Patrick Manley in just a moment. I want you to hear from Matt Nagy as he is trying to do two things. He's trying to operate as the head coach of the Bears and also the de facto offensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears. And those are vastly different jobs that require him to say different things. So I want to try to unravel some of that when we come back. Bears Talk on a Bears Victory Monday with Patrick Manley. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Chuck Pagano, I love the game that he called. I love that they diversified their blitzing, that you saw some zero coverage stuff yesterday. We're just sending everybody. You saw them do all sorts of things where you get a James Waters sack. Like, I thought it was one of his best games as defensive coordinator for the Bears.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Life is complicated, folks. Sometimes the world makes a lot of background noise, and all you really want to do is enjoy the peacefulness of the backyard with friends and family. Solo stove fire pits are the simplest, fastest, and safest way to relax around a crackling fire without all the smoke the other fire pits make. With a solo stove, it's never been easier to gather around the fire and take it easy. So take it from me. I use mine all the time. Even bought some for the guys right here on the show. Visit solostove.com to find hundreds of five-star reviews and see just how simple relaxing can be.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat ups, and hurry ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Backed up drains are a major pain in the b- and plunging a backed up toilet just stinks. Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver was my solution. Green Gobbler's odorless liquid hair clog remover broke down the hair that was stuck in my bathroom drain, and it liquefied oils and soap scum too. Clearing a clog was never easier. No toxic fumes. Green Gobbler is safe to use and will not damage drains, pipes, and septic systems. Get Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver today. Available at Home Depot, Ace, True Value, Target, and Amazon.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This is what 65,000 square feet sounds like. Pretty big, huh? And right now, pretty empty. But display over 50 different furniture manufacturers, electronics, appliances, flooring, and one of the largest selections of area rugs you'll find. And now you can see what 5-star furniture is really like. And if you're looking for Tempur-Pedic, the newly expanded 5-star is the place. It's the area's most unique furniture gallery. 5-star Furniture, the unique new way to buy furniture in Oak Lawn, Chicago, Arlington Heights, and Bridgeview.
The fall kickoff sales event is going on now at Elmhurst BMW. Save with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on any new 2020 BMW model. Plus, enjoy ultimate care, BMW's no-cost maintenance, and roadside assistance. Hurry in. Offer ends October 31st. You earned it. You deserve it. Elmhurst BMW at 500 West Lake Street or shop online at elmhurstbmw.com.
On select models with approved credit, $1,705 for 1,000 finance.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to The Dan Bernstein Show, back in 60 seconds on The Score.
If pain management has led you to addiction, you're not alone. Opioid, heroin, and substance use affects 3 out of 5. Symmetria Recovery provides pain-free, personalized outpatient recovery with a 90% recovery rate. Their comprehensive treatment allows you to live your life while treating all of you, not just addictive behavior. Find your personalized care team now with 6 convenient Chicago-area locations. Call 866-687-5761 or visit SymmetriaRecovery.com. That's Symmetria, S-Y-M-E-T-R-I-A, recovery.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So they go three wides to the right, one to the left side, out of the end zone. Snap to Bridgewater. Hit as he throws near side, broken up, and intercepted on the tip inside the 10 and taken out of bounds on the near sideline. It is intercepted by Tashawn Gibson. Bears are in business deep in Carolina territory. Opening drive, takeaway, and Gibson. Great ball skills. It's his M.O., and that is career interception number 25.
Snap is back. Here comes pressure up the middle. He throws, and it is intercepted. DeAndre Houston Carson. Are you kidding me? 2 weeks in a row, he's come up with a big play, and he threw it right to DHC. Wow.
What's unfortunate here is that what I hate talking about all this time is that our defense played lights out today. You know, and that's where, like, I don't know. I understand we want to look at all the negatives and stuff, but really, guys, I mean, what's pretty cool is that our defense played lights out today. They played awesome against a good offense. And so I just want to be careful of getting too much of that, because I'm pretty excited right now. We're 5-1.
That's great. But you're also the same guy that was so angry 10 days ago talking about the freaking details, darn it. And it's almost as if we're talking about two different coaches here. Patrick Manley is joining us, as he does on our Bears Mondays. 5 of 6 have been Bears victory Mondays, usually in the 10 o'clock hour, today in the 11 o'clock hour. Patrick, I want you to let me read an email to you here that I find interesting and get your reaction. And if you want to see Patrick Manley and watch him react in real time, you can. Twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore for a Twitch feed and that conversation. The email's from Glenn. And he says, there's something of a parallel to Matt Nagy's in the coaching career of Brian Billick. Billick went to Baltimore with a reputation as something of an offensive genius due to the success of the Minnesota Vikings offense he coordinated. He was successful in Baltimore for reasons that had nothing to do with offense. He had one of the greatest defenses in NFL history the year he won the Super Bowl, and an offense with Trent Dilfer at quarterback that performed like an offense with Trent Dilfer at quarterback. So Billick's been on the score a lot, but I don't really recall what he said about how he handled that situation publicly. It's an interesting name to bring up in the irony of having the offensive struggles and a championship level defense for Matt Nagy.
That's a good comp, because you got to think about it. What Matt Nagy said there is taking the positives. We're 5-1. His job is to win games. His job when he got here was to fix this offense and score points. But his ultimate goal, or his ultimate job, is to win games. And you're winning games. Figure out a way to win games. That's an interesting take there, and maybe Matt Nagy will figure that out. But I don't think he. I'm sure he will. Always wants to win games, but he also wants to get his offense rolling. I think that's what he wants to get done. But also just understand, you might have to change it up a little bit as the season goes along if this defense continues playing as well as it does. Because just don't turn the ball over. If these turnovers start coming for this defense, that's how you get wins. That's how we won a lot of games when I was here. And it's a formula that can get you to the Super Bowl, but I don't know if this – what scares me right now of this team is I don't know if they're good enough to get to the playoffs, but I just don't know how good they would be in the playoffs. I just don't know how this offense has to take care of the details, do all the little things right, and score 20-plus points, 20 points, and then they're going to be okay. But that's a good comparison to Matt Nagy and Brian Billick and him understanding that how good his defense is, hey, let's just win games that way.
So how does he talk to the team as both guys? How can he still be the offensive coordinator who says, this isn't good enough, we got to tighten up the details, we've got to do it better?
That's our job as coaches, to make sure that we get these freaking details right.
So how can he be that guy and also the head coach who says, we're good, look at our record, believe in everything, keep believing in me, because whatever this is, we're all making it work? Because players know. They know what the defense is doing. They know how incredibly reliant they are on this defense. What's the best way to thread that needle?
Well, I was in that room quite a bit, right? Because our defense was pretty darn good and our offense wasn't. And Lovey did a great job at it, just telling us we have a good team. And he never gave us the formula saying, hey, offense, just score 20 points and we're going to, you know, we'll win the game. But you kind of understood that. I think the thing is, just tell the team when you're in the team meeting room, hey, guys, we are a good team. And as a player, you can separate the head coach from a coordinator. So once he gets into offensive meetings with the offensive room, they know they're not playing well enough. So they just be honest with the guys. Say, hey, we've got to pick it up. We've got to take care of the details. These are where we're making mistakes. And then you tell those guys in the offensive room, if we do this better, if we can pick up our play, think about how much better we can be as a entire team. I think that's the way you do it. I don't know how Lovey did it in the defensive rooms because he's the defensive coach, and obviously they were playing great at the times, but that's the way he kind of talked to us in the big team meeting room, that we are a good team. We are good enough to win. We can beat this team this week. We can go to the Super Bowl. But in the offensive meetings, we knew that we had to pick it up a little bit, and we also didn't have the talent that the defense had. You know, a lot of money went to the defensive side, but we knew that if we played well enough on the offensive side, they would hold them to minimal points and we'd win games.
I didn't realize how significant Cordarrelle Patterson was for field position until they took him out of a game completely. And boy, they did, because Joey Sly can bang that thing. It doesn't always go where he wants it to go, but they took Cordarrelle Patterson out of the return game completely. And I get it. We were talking to Hub last week. I bring it out every time, even if he's catching it, you know, 9-10 yards deep back there with his foot on the back, close to the end line. Bring it out, because I'll spin that wheel and I'll give him that chance to break one, or break one enough, or find a crease. Hub brought up the point: teams aren't good at covering kicks because they almost never have to cover kicks anymore. And you get guys who are running down the field and realize, oh, wait, I got to go tackle this guy now. And it is a for this offense, I think their risk calculus has to be, we'll maybe start at the 17 for the chance of starting at the 46 or even scoring six.
No, you have to do that. And, you know, I think we talked a little bit about this last week, is once the weather changes here in Chicago, that's going to be more of a weapon, because he will be able to field all those kicks. You got to think about dome games. They'll try to take him out. You know, good weather, strong leg kickers and domes will take him out. But yeah, I'm 100% behind bringing that thing out every time. He's that good. He's that dangerous. And teams know going into the week, they're like, all right, our kicker's so-and-so, or the weather's going to be whatever. They're going to bring it out. They're spending extra time on covering kicks. But in practice, you cannot replicate what game speed is. You just can't. You can't put those collisions out there. You can't do that, because guys are going to get hurt. So as the season goes along, guys, a lot of teams don't cover kicks. And Hub's right. It's reps. Bears are getting tons of reps at returns, and that's just going to help them in the future. And he is just a weapon. He is an absolute beast. And I know everybody across the league, you know, is scared of him when they got to play him.
This segment's brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices, and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. How long are we going to go with the Ted Ginn punt return experience? Because I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I mean, that was – well, there is one thing, and I when you get later in the year now, you know, the sun's coming down. Was the sun in his eyes? I don't know. I know in Soldier Field – when you play later in the year, the sun barely gets over the stadium, and it's tough for guys to field kicks, but that's not an excuse right now. I mean, he's got to get more comfortable at catching it, and I want somebody back there that's more of a threat. I mean, I think Chris Tabor would like that as well, and they need it for the offense to get more yards. I don't know who the guy is, if Anthony Miller's the one or Darnell Mooney, but you got to find the guy that can catch the ball and you're comfortable with first. And right now, Ted Ginn did not look good yesterday trying to catch that ball. That scared me quite a bit.
I wonder if that's Artavis Pierce, because I noticed he's been active, and I don't know if has he returned punts before? Because their best punt returner, truth be told, is Eddie Jackson, but there's no way using him to do that.
No doubt. No, you can't. I mean, you would do that later in the year or something in the playoffs if you need him, but I don't know about Pierce. I got to look that one up. That's a good question. But Anthony Miller looked comfortable-ish. Was it against Atlanta when he had to go in and return it? So I would like to see him, but it must be something with trust with him as well as with in that regard too. So I don't know what it is, but they need to get more out of it. But one thing I do want to bring up, at the end of the game, the Bears almost got a punt blocked. Did you see that?
I did, and that was a really good job by Pat O'Donnell to get that off his foot clean.
Yes, and it was a horrible job up front. It was on Josh Woods. I'll call him out because I'm sure he's getting called out right now in the team meeting room. It was your normal 4x4, you know, four guys on the left center, four guys on the right. And I always joke about being able to play on the punt team, all you got to do is be able to count to four. Well, he blocked down on the three, and he has to block the two. And he's sitting right in front of him, right on his outside left eye, and he blocked down, and that could have changed the game, and that would have been really unfortunate. That's just one that – that's a player just being dumb, making a mistake. And that was so close. And, yeah, you're right. Thank God for Pat O'Donnell understanding the game situation where his internal clock has to speed up, and all he has to do is just get the ball off, and he did.
He's having a really good year.
He is. When he came to the Bears, he was raw. I think all these specialists are raw, right? Because college kicking is just different. But you knew he had the potential, and he's really turned into a weapon inside the 20-yard line. He's doing a great job with that. And then when he needs to hit a bomb, he hit one, was it 2 weeks ago or a week ago, it was against the Buccaneers, a 59-yard bomb that Cordero Patterson went down there and pinned him down close to the end zone. He is becoming a weapon. And the other thing is, what he did yesterday was speeding up his get-off. And that was one of his knocks when he first came out. He's tall and long. He takes a while to get the punt off. So teams used to rush him quite a bit, but now he's gotten good at it. And he's a pro. He's a weapon. He's a very, very good punter in the NFL.
I said it in the segment before you came on, Patrick. I have been extolling the play of Kyle Fuller because I do not have a comp in my 50 years watching the Bears and, say 45, 46 years of remembering watching the Bears, I've never seen a cornerback play with this level of physicality. And it needs to be noted because it's one thing for any famous Bears safety you want to name or any famous Bears linebacker for a corner to move with this kind of menace, to de-cleat guys as regularly as he does, and take away the horrible officiating aspect of it lately, to see a cornerback do what he's doing is really cool.
No, it is. And can I give you a random cornerback name? I think you were reading off some earlier. Terry Cousins. He was a good corner.
Yeah, Terry Cousins, nickel corner, but Kevin Minifield.
Kyle Fuller, to me, we talked about in the post game. It's like the game has slowed down even more for him, for these hits to be made and the way he's making them. It's just he is playing, I think you said earlier, at a Pro Bowl level. I think he's playing at an All-Pro level. He's playing that good of you. Yesterday, they hardly threw to the right side. They tried to take on Jalen Johnson the entire game, and that was part of their game plan, you can see. But he's playing that good. One, nobody wants to go at him. And then his physicality, it's fun to watch because he's one of the most quiet guys you've ever been around.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see him turn it up on the field the way he plays, it's amazing. And it's unfortunate that he's hitting people so hard that refs just throw the flag. And they don't, thank God, was it 2 weeks ago they picked the one up. But the one yesterday, he almost, what it looked like to me, like in basketball when you go set your feet for the charge, he went over there, set his feet, and just turned to the side, and the guy ran into him. He didn't really launch himself into him. He didn't throw that elbow at him. And it was just such a perfect timed hit that it's unfortunate he got the call on him. But he is fun to watch, man. Even his tackles on Teddy Bridgewater at the goal line.
Fantastic.
I mean, that's huge. Huge to be that physical and strong to go ahead and take his legs out, and that was huge.
What's the protocol in the NFL, because I know how it is in other sports, about working officials ahead of time about something that may go on? Because I know in baseball sometimes you mention an umpire, my pitcher does this. It looks like a balk. We talk to the league. It's not a balk. You got to let him do it. There in all kinds of other sports, you can sort of say, get ready for this. This is something this guy does, and we know for this already been pre-cleared. So don't you dare flag this thing. Does that happen?
Well, let's do it this way, because when you go, I'll get to that in a second. But when you do go into games and say you have a odd formation, a goal line formation, or a fake punt or something like that, you will go to the referee and tell them this is up. So just be aware that this guy, maybe the tackle is going to be eligible, or the long snapper is going to be eligible because we're going to be in this formation. So you will set up things like that with the referee. But as far as players, that's on the referee. They need to understand that that's their game prep, getting ready for the game, knowing who they're going to see play. I think that's on them, because you really can't say, hey, remember, you got Kyle Fuller over here. He likes to hit people hard. The referee should know that. He should already have done his study and his game film and all that stuff and understand who's out there playing. But yeah, there are times when you go to the referee before the game and warn them of things, but I've really never heard them warn them about, hey, our guy's too physical, or he hits people hard, so be ready for that. I mean, that's just football, right? I mean, I've never heard that. But there is another thing that happens after the game. Teams will send in plays, calls, or whatever to the NFL and say, hey, I think you got this one wrong. You know, what's your explanation? And you'll get you'll get it back on Tuesday or Wednesday that, yeah, we missed it, or no, this is what we saw. That's why we made the call. So that happens during the week before games, or excuse me, after games. But I've never heard a coach go up to somebody and say, hey, my guy hits people really hard. Be ready for that.
One more segment coming up, a quickie with Patrick Manley ahead of transition with Lawrence Holmes. I want to get a comment and listen to what Cole Kmet had to say. He got that touchdown on just a terrific play. Great throw, great catch, great moment for him. And we'll figure out what more we can start seeing, because it'd be nice to see more from him. Another segment with Patrick Manley straight ahead on The Score.
Mully and Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
Love you guys so much, by the way. You know, hey, Monday mornings, when the Bears win, that's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Sam.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
Holidays are coming up, and that means people are mailing stuff more than ever before. The post office will be busy, and you picture that, and all those people. You don't have time for that, and maybe not the desire either. Well, Stamps.com brings the post office and now UPS shipping right to your computer, so you can mail and ship anything from the convenience and safety of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do with the post office, you can do with just a few clicks. Plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com brings the services of the USPS and UPS to your computer. It's a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending invoices or an online seller fulfilling orders, or just a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com handles it all. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. Any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And when it's ready, you schedule a pickup or you drop it off. It's that simple. It's just mail. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail, up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. It is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. So don't even think of that. Stamps.com right now is a no-brainer. It saves you time, it saves you money, and it keeps you away from crowded areas full of other people. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses are already using Stamps.com. So don't go to the post office. Sign up for Stamps.com. Instead, there's no risk. And with the promo code Bernstein, you get a special offer. This includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitment, no contract. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Bernstein. That's Stamps.com. Enter Bernstein. It's Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Backed up drains are a major pain in the butt, and plunging a backed up toilet just stinks. Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver was my solution. Green Gobbler's odorless liquid hair clog remover broke down the hair that was stuck in my bathroom drain, and it liquefied oils and soap scum too. Clearing a clog was never easier. No toxic fumes. Green Gobbler is safe to use and will not damage drains, pipes, and septic systems. Get Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver today. Available at Home Depot, Ace, True Value, Target, and Amazon.
At Great Clips, we want you to feel good about getting a great haircut. That's why we created the Great Care Promise, our commitment to keeping everyone as safe as possible in the salon. From contactless online check-in and social distancing to rigorous sanitization and mask requirements at all Great Clips locations, we're doing more to keep our salons clean and comfortable. Check in online and get a Ready Next text when you're next. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rahul Kare, founder of Innovative Ketamine. Due to COVID-19, many people are experiencing anxiety and depression during this uncertain time. Innovative Ketamine is here to help. There is hope. Visit InnovativeKetamine.com about a new treatment option. We take insurance.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up
to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Slot left, three receivers. Cole Kmet, tight end, right side of the line. Montgomery in the backfield. Play clock to 12. Hard check, four-man rush. Stunt, picked up, throws, middle of the end zone. In tight coverage, caught for the touchdown. Touchdown, Cole Kmet, his first NFL touchdown. And a beautiful throw in coverage. Touchdown, Bears! They lead it 6-0 here in the first.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a dream come true for me, and it was just pretty sweet. So I know, like, I came out in the play, and the ball really wasn't supposed to come to me, and it got killed. And I kind of saw where the safeties were lined up. I knew that there was a possibility that the ball would come to me, and obviously it came my way and made the play, and it was just it was an awesome feeling.
That's Cole Kmet, the highlight courtesy of our sister station, WBBM, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. And we've talked a lot, Patrick Manley, about getting Cole Kmet more involved, about using Jimmy Graham a little bit less. But you know what is true? And when you research this, it is really hard to be productive, to be peak productive as a rookie tight end. It's just a fact that the best rookie season by a tight end ever is still Mike Ditka. In 1961, with 1,076 yards. And then the rest of this list, as far as productive rookie seasons, you're talking Jeremy Shockey in 02, Keith Jackson in 88, Charlie Young in 73, John Mackey in 63. You know, it is, and Russ Francis. I mean, you generally, the rule is you have to be already someone who's an all-time great at the position who's ready to perform. And I guess the theory or the working theory is that you have to learn offensive line play and learn how to be a receiver. And the fact is, that's really hard.
No, I think that's exactly what it is. You know, learn to be a receiver, learn coverages. You know, the college game is just way different. It's not as complex as the pro game. But, yeah, you've got to learn it all. That's a shocking stat, though, that Ditka's numbers are the highest as a rookie. I mean, and those names you said as well. So it's going to take time, but I still think he looks like he needs more snaps. He looks like he needs to be targeted more. The play that Demetrius Harris dropped
would
have
been
the first. Well, that's a play God. that should have been Cole Kmet.
It's gotten me this far in the show. I've had it with 86, and they keep targeting him. He's going to drop it.
That should be Cole Kmet. I think on that play, Cole was on the field, but I think he was staying in line to block. I flip him around. Put Demetrius Harris as the blocker. Put Cole Kmet out there on the route. I wish I would see that. Those two guys switch positions, switch roles, then see if Cole can be one of those names that you listed before. If he can get some more production out there, I would like to see him more. He looks smooth. He looks like he's ready, but they obviously know more of what's going on in meetings and is prepped throughout the week. But those routes to Demetrius Harris, I just wish that was Cole Kmet.
I do too, and I understand if he really isn't ready, if there is a breakdown potential, and it sort of gets to where we were with the importance of Trey Burton and the number of people who said, well, why can't you just move Cordarrelle Patterson there? And basically that Nagy's answer was, the U tight end is also really hard because you're a wide receiver as much as you are a tight end, and the Y position that Komet plays is different. But I hadn't seen those numbers before, and just seeing how rare it is to have a peak productive rookie tight end.
Yeah, and let's just hope, you know, as rookies go along through the season, hopefully we start seeing more production. You know, hopefully he gets more comfortable, and that would be great. You know, Jalen Johnson is playing pretty well for a rookie. He had a little bit of some issues, hiccups yesterday, but also had a good play where he popped the ball out and got the interception. So rookies are going to play up and down, but what you want to see the rookie just as the season goes along, just progress and get better and better and more comfortable. And you know, I talked about the game slowing down for Kyle Fuller, and that's what you hope for all players, that they get to that point where, you know, they can just go out and play. They can be them. They don't have to think too much. And hopefully Cole can get there. And I want to see him on the field more. I want to see him out more in the passing game. I just want to see what he can do because he was dynamic at Notre Dame, and you know, that's why they drafted him. So hopefully we get to see more of him out there.
Patrick, outstanding stuff. Love having you for an hour on Bears Mondays. Look forward to talking again next week.
All right, man. We'll talk to you then. I guess it'll be Tuesday, right, after the big Monday night game?
I think so. I think it's going to be, we're going to shuffle everything around again. Okay. So it's going to be you on a Bears Tuesday after the Bears improve to 6-1, my friend.
I hope so. All right, man. Have a great one.
Patrick Manley, who joins us weekly, breaking down Bears games. Transition with Lawrence Holmes is coming your way next. Don't go anywhere. You have the score.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Carolina. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Elmhurst BMW and Loyola Medicine.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. Bet the big Kansas City versus Buffalo matchup tonight with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Buffalo Bills in this huge matchup. You heard that right. You can bet up to $5 to win $125 on Kansas City to win. It's a huge game for the Bills. It's a big game for the Chiefs coming up a loss. Put some money on it. Make it all the more interesting. And with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays where you can combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code J to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on Kansas City to win tonight. That's promo code J. FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, more ways to win. 21 plus and present in Illinois or Indiana. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing. Which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on the 2021 Tucson. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Gina, global hotel chain executive, whose kitchen was outdated when she moved into her home 20 years ago. Called to do a cash-out refinance to renovate her kitchen and build an emergency fund. Team Hochberg helped Gina secure a cash-out refinance to access $70,000 of her home's equity and gave her a full closing cost credit. Thankfully, Gina's job is safe for now, and she's in the process of redesigning and renovating her kitchen while putting $20,000 into an emergency Emergency Fund. If you'd like to see if Team Hochberg could restructure your mortgage to help you gain access to your home's equity to remodel and build an emergency fund like they helped Gina, or lower your monthly payments to ease the economic challenges caused by coronavirus, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Backed up drains are a major pain in the and plunging a backed up toilet just stinks. Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver was my solution. Green Gobbler's odorless liquid hair clog remover broke down the hair that was stuck in my bathroom drain, and it liquefied oils and soap scum too. Clearing a clog was never easier. No toxic fumes. Green Gobbler is safe to use and will not damage drains, pipes, and septic systems. Get Green Gobbler Drain Clog Dissolver today. Available at Home Depot, Ace, True Value, Target, and Amazon. For time.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Carolina. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Live from the Hyundai Studios. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! Second and 10, football at the 27-yard line of the Bears. Motion man Robbie Anderson from right to left. Here's Bridgewater. Gets by Mack. Now going to throw. Cross. Caught at the numbers. And a penalty flag.
So
Miller.
They're going to call it again.
Excuse me. Fuller popped the receiver, Kirkwood. And it was just a shoulder into him, but deep inside the 10-yard line. And they'll check the flag. 10-3 Bears have the lead. 4:30 to go first half.
It's the referees are garbage, because you get a play that you're trying to protect yourself as a tackler, you hit him exactly how you're described in the instructional film at the start of camp, and then you get two calls against you the last two times that you're challenged with making tackles according to your responsibility.
The smiling assassin, Tom Thayer. Referees are garbage.
The referees are garbage.
That's awesome. Because it just, he sounds so nice when he says everything, but he's absolutely 100% right. Free Kyle Fuller!
The referees are garbage.
Just let him keep doing all of these very special and very legal things to these poor receivers. He's just playing football. That's how you're supposed to do it. Thank you to our guests today. They were Hub Arkish and Patrick Manley. Thanks to Brian Gertsch for quarterbacking the video feed. Jay Zawoski was our executive producer. Ray Diaz, the man on the board, doing what he does. Tomorrow, Craig Calcaterra on the baseball playoffs. Sage Rosenfels on Bears quarterbacking. Paul Charchian on your fantasy waiver wire. And plenty more. Now it is time for Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on our Bears Victory Monday. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Dan. And you know what? I spent Loho Daily today talking about Kyle Fuller, and I expect to talk a little bit more about it on the show today. What do you want him to do? Like, he's playing the game the way that defenders would love to play the game.
Most physical cornerback I have ever seen on the Bears.
And he's being penalized for it.
Yep.
Like it's really silly. And I've enjoyed watching him turn into this player that, remember, it wasn't that long ago that the Bears were talking about maybe him not being a part of this. And now he's one of the more dependable people that you have on your roster.
He's an all-pro. He's one of the best corners on the planet, what he's doing out there. And they're not throwing at him. They're not throwing near Eddie Jackson. They're not throwing near him. And I give Jalen Johnson a lot of credit. That's a kid under tremendous pressure right now. And I think, for the most part, playing very well.
Well, I talked with his position coach after the draft. And the thing is, and the coach was like, go look at the tape. Like, go look at what we asked him to do at Utah. And what they did often was say, you're on an island, son. Like, we're going to put you on the best receiver, and then we're going to do all the stuff that we do. We're going to get after the quarterback, and we're going to use assets to do